Good morning. Could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Larray Annette Garcia, 122-786.
Okay, Ms. Garcia, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting a hearing this morning. To my far right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, to my immediate right, is our chair of board of the, board of the chairman of the board, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Michael Johnson. I will be acting as your panel chair today. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal.
Nice to meet you, sir, and thank you for your time.
Okay. Also with us representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office is Mr. Oliveri.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. Ms. Garcia, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
I'm sorry, sir, but you keep cutting out.
I understand why, too. I don't have my mic up. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Prior to this hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay. On that form, it also notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
No, sir. State attorney was appointed to me.
You have a state attorney to represent
Correct.
You today?
No, not today. I'm sorry. Oh. I misunderstood.
All right. Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, Ms. Garcia, today your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine that the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. You have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The first allegation on your warrant states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4 as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling at Sage Counseling Service on or about October 21st, 2016 as directed. Is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, your second allegation states that you violated the Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3 as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 407 North Pinal Street, lot number 11, Florence, Arizona, on or about October 28, 2016, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus she is absconded from supervision. Ms. Garcia, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay.
There's mitigating circumstances, but that is true.
Okay, well, when we go into phase two, you'll get an opportunity to discuss that. Based on the admission of Ms. Garcia, I move to find that she was delinquent and she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Three.
Yes, sir.
Just one moment, please. Okay, Ms. Garcia, we're going into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or continue on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we're going to come back to you for an explanation or any information you'd like to present to this board, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Garcia was released from the Department of Corrections on July 27th of 2016. She was arrested on August 31st of 2017 by Florence PD on her absconder warrant only. She was returned back to ADC custody on September 5th of 2017. She has 307 days abscond. Her projected supervision end date will be on March 11th of 2018. Current conviction, 2008. Taking identity of another, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1995, theft, 1 year. 95, theft of a credit card obtained fraudulently, 1 year. 1998, 3 counts of forgery, receiving 2 years and 6 months for 2 counts and 2 years for the additional count. And in 2008, forgery, 4 years, 6 months. The offender has 4 terms with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 2-1, mental health score is a 1, and her substance abuse score is a 2. There was no STG gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, an ER, completion, 2 months, and in 2002, TIS release, completion, 7 months. The offender has no disciplinary history. Other arrest, 1999, criminal possession of a forgery device, Colorado, felony conviction, state prison, and also in 1999, controlled substance violation, Colorado, felony conviction, state prison. Her community risk level is a G3 V1.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Oliveri. So, Ms. Garcia, when you were released, you were pre-approved to live with your sister, Ms. Blake, at 407 North Pino Road in Florence, Arizona. You provided some documentation to support your purchase of a trailer at that location. So did you purchase the trailer there, or was that your sister's trailer?
Unfortunately, when I was released, my sister had been evicted, so I put a down payment on a mobile home in the same trailer park.
Okay, so did you work any time during that? It says that the mail possibly, were you working?
No, sir. I get monthly checks, so I didn't make a special effort to gain employment.
Okay. So you were approved for a transition program to participate in SAGE counseling. How come you didn't complete that counseling?
Well, I was incarcerated. I was going through myself and two other women through a sexual lawsuit with my physician, and he was also indicted for 42 criminal counts. And upon release, we finished the court process, and unfortunately, I didn't use the resources available to me. So I ran and hid because of embarrassment and shame. And unfortunately, that's my consequences.
Okay, so. It says that you produced 3 R specimens for drug testing, and they were all positive for methamphetamine. Did you continue to use methamphetamine?
At that time, yes, sir. But since then, during the my scouting time, I did stop. I'm happy to say.
So since then, when are you saying that you stopped?
It has been 7 months now, sir. May I ask something?
Yes, ma'am.
I never left my hometown, and I was never convicted or anything of any other crime since 2008. So I didn't hide. And I also tried to contact my parole officer if she is there. But unfortunately, I didn't make the contact to her, or she didn't reply. But if it's my bad or hers, I'm not quite sure.
Okay, so it says that they delivered a letter notifying you to contact your parole officer. And you stated you tried to call your parole officer, but you had transportation issues. He was running behind on your appointments. What? Why didn't you contact the parole officer?
Well, I emailed him. I have no idea if that went through. And the mobile home that I purchased, unfortunately, I'm not familiar with real estate, and I ended up losing the mobile home because she had turned the title over to some bond company and got a title through it, a loan through it, and so the title or the, the place where you bond, are you,
title company?
Talk stuff or whatever. No, she given the title to a title of a place we go and pawn stuff or whatever it's called.
Okay.
And she got a loan through them, even though I had already purchased it. She got a loan through them, so the pawn people came to me and told them that they had the title in their name, and I had to pay a certain amount, and it was just a total misunderstanding. So unfortunately, I lost that mobile home.
So it appears that your parole officer, you didn't go in to see your parole office, and you received a verbal reprimand for not reporting a third time. And during the meeting, you told your parole officer that that you hadn't been using any alcohol or drugs. Is that right?
Correct, sir.
So how did you wind up coming in contact with the police?
I was going to the store, and the lady that was driving, she was driving 65 in a 45, and we got pulled over for speeding.
Okay.
Therefore, my warrant was valid, and I returned to the county jail.
All right. Let me see if the board has any additional questions.
Thank you.
Okay, I see no additional questions from the board. Ms. Garcia, you in 97 and 2002, you completed parole when you were released for 2 months in 97, 7 months in 2002. What was the problem this time? Why you couldn't, you just wouldn't cooperate with your parole officer?
Unfortunately, I did not use the resources available to me. Instead of explaining to my parole officer, in fact, I don't even think that I had told her that I was going through a sexual abuse court hearing with my doctor, and I didn't use it to my advantage, and I hid embarrassment, shame, and this is the result. And I apologize that to her, and she's there.
Yeah, you were absconded for 307 days. That's a long time.
Yes, sir, but I never, may I reverberate on that? I never committed any crimes or was convicted of any crimes, and I never left my small town. Other than that, I have no comments. It wasn't intentional, but I was in the impression since that court was over, the sex abuse court was over. I wasn't committing any crimes. I was staying home, being domestic, and I had no fear of you know, being caught or anything like that. So I just had my son that I need to take care of. So I just continue living, and I apologize.
All right. Ms. Garcia, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, and then we'll make a determination whether to revoke or continue on your community supervision, okay? However, stay on the line.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay. So the board's in discussion, and apparently, Ms. Garcia was in Oshkosh for 307 days. She admits to, for her own personal reasons, with a lawsuit and embarrassment, not contacting the PO or following through with the PO through her self-admissions to the parole officer. She was had tested positive for methamphetamine as well as was drinking alcohol at the time. She is due to be released in March 11th of next year, which is about 5 months away. I think that Ms. Garcia needs to take the time while she's there just to come up with a plan, decide what she wants to do, and hopefully she'll stay off the drugs, and when she gets out, she won't have any parole or community supervision to actually do at that time. I just cannot overlook the 307 days of the misconduct and the reasons for absconding.
I agree.
Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Garcia and find that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or the company.
Second.
Okay, Ms. Garcia, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released March 11th of 2018, sir. Ma'am, that's about 5 months away. Take the time. Hopefully you stay off drugs, attend AA, come up with a plan so when you get out, miss, that you won't have to have any more contact with, at least negative contact with law enforcement. We do wish you the best of luck. Thank you for participating in your hearing today. That will conclude your hearing at this time.
All right. Well, I thank you for this opportunity, sir.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too.